Good afternoon. It is a beautiful day here in New York, and I'm going to tell you a little bit today about Spanish history. This is my favorite thing to teach. The kids really enjoy it, and I hope that you do as well. The Moors invaded Spain in 711. They came in by crossing the Strait of Gibraltar. They invaded southern Spain and worked their way up north. It was a relatively easy conquest, as Spain was not a united country at the time, and the various tribal leaders were not organized, and they were very busy fighting each other, which made it very easy for the Moors to conquer and take over. The Christians fought back valiantly and retreated into the north, protected by the mountains in Galicia, and therefore retained a small kingdom that was never conquered, and their leader was Don Pelayo. They began to fight back and won the very first battle of the Reconquista in 718 at Covadonga. They continued to fight for about 800 years, gaining more and more and more territory, working their way farther and farther south. Finally, they ended up at Granada. Granada is in southern Spain, and it was the Moorish capital. It was the Moorish stronghold. It was where they built their beautiful palace, the Alhambra. It is an absolutely beautiful fortress set on cliffs overlooking the ocean, and it has high ceilings with elaborate carvings and gardens and fountains and throne rooms and courtyards, and it's so beautiful, a place that I hope to visit someday. And the king of the Moors at this time was Boabdil, and he was fighting valiantly to maintain their hold in Spain. However, Spain, the Christians, were now led by Isabella of Castile and Ferdinand of Aragon. I'm sure you've heard those two names. They're quite famous for sending Christopher Columbus to the New World. They were the two most powerful Christian kingdoms in Spain at the time. Castile was actually more powerful than Aragon, so Isabella actually had more power than her husband, which was pretty rare at the time. And fun fact, good trivia question, virtually all current living European monarchs are descended from them. This began with the betrothal of Catherine of Aragon, their daughter, and Arthur Tudor, who died, and then she later marries Henry VIII. And they were the couple that took over Spain and finally expelled the Moors. They conquered Boabdil at Granada and set up the first Christian kingdom with the palace at Alhambra. Isabella and Ferdinand began to rule. They united Spain, expelled the Moors and the Jews, and began the Inquisition, which aimed to convert everyone living in Spain to Christianity. If you'd like to learn about this further, you can go and look up some really great videos on YouTube, because I'm sure it would be nice to have pictures to go with some of this. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Have a lovely day.